Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alama. We're in part 202 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 304. We have some music, we have testimonials. So we're going to tell you how the Muslim, how the Vatican, the Catholic cult caused the uprising of the Muslim religion. They're the ones that started it, and we'll prove it to you. And because the mystery of iniquity is already known now, and the mystery of God is known now, and so that means that we're in the very last days. This has never happened before. The Muslims are saying, where is the promise of his coming? Every era of time, people thought that the Lord was coming back to earth again. And that may be true, but the Bible states that we're the strongest Christians, those of us that are really chosen of the Lord. And the Lord has caused us to be that way. There was two pipes that came down from heaven. One of them, all these questions when God called me to be married to Sue, I didn't feel that I was at all adequate to marry her. And here all these questions came out of my heart, and there were, it seemed like, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of questions that were just pouring out so fast I didn't know what the questions that I was asking. They just came out of my heart, which were going to be future questions. And at the same time, there was another golden pipe that was coming down from heaven, and there was all these answers were being poured in as fast as they were going out of me, and it just filled my whole being up with knowledge, knowledge that I couldn't really explain because I didn't have knowledge until the Lord put it in me. So this is the most supernatural anointing I have ever read of in the Bible. And at the same time, I was seeing this vision of this woman that I admired more than any person on earth, and that I was to be married to her. And I pushed myself up from the dream, and all this Holy Spirit came down. And I felt the hand of the Lord reach into my heart, where my heart was. I never loved anybody in my life before this. And the Lord woke, just vibrated my heart and just filled it full of love for her, real love. And at all the same time, all these questions are coming out of me. How can this woman be my wife? She's so much more filled with knowledge, wisdom, understanding. She's smarter than I am. And the Lord answered back, that's good for your ego. That's the only answer that I received that I knew what he was answering. And then all these questions just poured out of my heart into the kingdom of heaven. And down from the kingdom of heaven came all these answers into my soul, into my spirit. And after that happened, I was very comfortable with the idea of being married to Sue, my wife, because she was the most intelligent person I ever met in my life, way smarter than any man I ever met, and surely smarter than myself. And so this is why it's a very special anointing, and the Lord has anointed me to explain the mystery of iniquity that has already been working in the world, because that the Lord has allowed it to happen for a while. But now the one that's causing all the iniquity is going to be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked, the body, the corporate body of Antichrist, be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of that great red dragon, the devil, Satan himself. And so with it, this Satan has all power in signs, and not wonders, but lying wonders. They're not really wonders. You know, we look at television, oh, what a wonderful thing, you know. But it's just a lying wonder. It's nothing in comparison. It's nothing at all, really, you know, when you think, because God already had facilitated the world with all these different things. All man had to do is just figure it out. They didn't have lights or radio or television or anything like this, but God made the world with, he composed it in such a way that where we could eventually have all these things. And then just as he gave me the wisdom and knowledge of all the spiritual things of iniquity and the spiritual knowledge of what iniquity was and is and still is, and I know the devil and the way that he's operating on earth, and I know the way that the Lord is operating on in the world. So God calls this mystery Babylon the Great. It's the devil, who seat is in Rome, the city of the seven hills, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in all them that perish, that means that are going to hell because they received not the love of the truth. Now, we're going to tell you about the Muslims. They didn't receive the love of the truth because they were told by the Vatican that the Jews are the ones that they've been raised up to destroy. That they might be, they hated the truth, they didn't like it, they didn't love it, there was no love in them, so that they could be saved. The only way that we can be saved is not through Vatican propaganda or any other kind of propaganda. We must be saved by receiving the Word of God. So, and then we're talking about the Revelations 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, which is just about to sound, is that all these, when it does sound, all the plagues are going to come down on this earth, the last of the first seven. So he'll begin to sound, the seventh angel, because the mystery of God should be finished. And, you know, we're like I'm like a John the Baptist that the Lord sent in to make the ways of the Lord known, to make them straight in your head. So the mystery of God is finished, as the Lord has declared to his servants, the prophets. Okay, so there's no more mystery of iniquity. You know where the devil, where sin is coming from. And we all know that it's in the flesh, because we've lived ungodly lives before we were saved. And the members are very hard to control. We cannot of ourselves do that. That's why we have to surrender our entire life over to the Lord and stay before him long, long time, so that the flesh will be conquered. And people that just love to overindulge and to do their own thing and to pay no mind to the Lord, you wouldn't like it in heaven anyway, because you don't like to associate with the Lord here. Yeah, you wouldn't like to be with him then. So, the thing that's going on today is the biggest cover-up in human history. Seven of the most deadly plagues, which are threats to this, all the humans here on this earth, are black holes, artificial intelligence. Do you know that everything you're hearing is artificial intelligence? Super volcanoes and earthquakes, asteroid strikes, nuclear war, all the diseases, sicknesses, infirmities, and climate control, they say. But the biggest one is disbelief in the Word of God. That's the biggest threat to all humanity, is if you doubt the Word of God. So, I know that the whole world is in blind obedience to following all those that are followers of the Pope. They're full of conflict because the Pope, the Vatican causes all the conflict and violence in the world. And we must learn to resist the power of that cult, and all cults, but that's the main one, and all those that have joined up with it. And we have to be re-educated through reform. We have to drop drug use and illicit sex. Sex is okay in marriage, and that's it, folks. Okay, now, let's all go to the throne. We have some different people that have written in. You want to hear that? We've got some Bible reading, and like I said, we're going to Alberto Rivera, who was once in the Vatican, knew every one of their secrets. He was next to the Pope. And he got saved, and we were very good friends. And I used to listen to all the things he knew about that organization. How all these things were brought about, God has just put people in my path that have been, they've helped me in understanding some of these things on top of what the Lord gave me. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, anoint this service. Let everything that is done here be for wising up the world, for getting them in the place in history today where it is that they must be. Let them immediately receive you as their personal Savior, Lord Jesus, that we may see the salvation of the Lord in them. And we pray, Lord, that they'll respond. Let us know they were saved. And if there's any of them that, anyone out in Radio Land, the Lord wants you to be saved. He loved you. He created you. There wasn't anything that the Lord created that he didn't like. Everything he said was good. And then Satan came in, and so the Lord wants you to be brought to the knowledge of him so that you can be one with him and spend eternal life with him. Father, let that happen tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whenever people are listening to this program, so that they can be saved and so that the church will become more powerful than it is today. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, amen.
Amen.
All right, now, I've been playing all these other singers, and so I'm going to sing tonight for you. I'll Walk with God.
I'll walk with God from this day. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I lean on him for. He'll understand. I say, His hand will guard my throne and crown, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God.
Well, praise the Lord. I'll walk with God. All of us must walk with God if we expect to be in the kingdom of heaven. Now, as I was mentioning early, these Muslims, they sometimes send me some of their literature, and they say, you know, God, people, Christians, have been saying for years now, hundreds of years, that the Lord's coming back to earth again. The Apostle Paul thought he was coming in his own time. They didn't know back then when the Lord was coming, but they said, it doesn't make any difference when he comes back. You must be born again. And today, this is going back a few years, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Peter prophesied that these things, by the Holy Spirit, prophesied that these would be the things that people would be saying in the last days. Quote, knowing this, first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, fathers meaning the prophets and the apostles, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation, unquote, 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. Well, but all the things that are happening today hadn't happened yet. But back when they were saying those things, these Christians, they just didn't understand the Bible as much as we do today. Today we have much more Bible than they had, but they knew the Lord was coming back because this was even promised to Adam. God promised Adam that he's coming to the world, he's going to come to the world as a man, and that he would die for the sins of the world, and that he would shed his blood, he'd die for us, and that he would go to hell for us, and that he'd ascend out of hell, death, hell, and the grave, and then he would ascend into the kingdom of heaven after 40 days. And so that's happened. But the Bible clearly tells us that before the Lord comes back, that there would have to be a global government, a one-world government. That never happened before until now. Amen?
Amen.
And that there would be this atomic power. It talks about these different vapors of smoke going up from the earth, and it talks about the freeways. That never happened back then. With vehicles that have lights, headlights, it's like horseless carriages with beams of light coming from that. All these things had to come to pass. And the Bible also states that... I got that scripture where it talks about how that these things would not come to pass until the Lord's not coming back until the Jews start be returned to their homeland. That happened back in 1947 and 48. They were made a homeland. That ended the Gentile dispensation of time. So all this had to happen, and it hadn't happened yet. And then it talks about all the different nations that would be rising up, and there'd be all these wars and rumors of wars, and there's just hundreds of prophecies that have already come to pass that had never come to pass back in those days, and that the Jews would be preaching the gospel to you Gentiles in the last days, and here we are. We're back, amen?
Amen?
We're back preaching the gospel to you. And the Apostle Paul said, you Gentiles were being able to get into the body of Christ because of our disobedience, just think what we Jews are going to be when we come back to the Lord and are obedient to him. just think what that will be to the world. Amen? Because Amen. We're going to be telling you just exactly what's what. Amen?
Amen.
And that hasn't been done for many, many hundreds of years. You hear these people talking about all these different, supposed to be big-time Gentile preachers. I've read their works. Luther was a anti-Semitic. Now, how can you be an anti-Semitic? The Lutheran Church, how could you be an anti-Semitic and be blessed of God when Christ was a Semitic? He was a Jew. They're anti-Jews. Henry Ford was an anti, not that he was a spiritual person at all, but he was anti-Semitic. And, you know, I bought some Fords, but from now on, I'm not buying any Fords. You have to boycott the people like that. And so, let's face it, we're going to still preach the gospel to the people at the Ford plants. I have friends that work for the Ford plant, so I'm just, we're not really going to boycott them. But we have some testimonials here now that I'd like you to hear, just a couple of them, because we've got a big agenda tonight. Go ahead, let's hear. Where's the first one from?
From Nairobi, Kenya, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Father of my faith in Christ, Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank Almighty God for the anointing he has placed upon you. Surely, Pastor, it is you, through Jesus Christ, that brought me to salvation. Unto my side, I was ignorant and hated the word of God, but recently I got a newsletter entitled Earthquake from my younger brother. I took it lightly, but when I took time to read it, I assure you that it has changed me now and forever. Now I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, thanks to you, Pastor. Since the message in the newsletter is the real message for salvation, it has brought me close to Christ. It is also full of prophecy of the cults, which I have been thinking that they are true churches. I request for more of your newsletters to spread the gospel. Since I have decided to serve God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I request you to allow me to come and visit the ministry and join the army which has conquered Satan and has been saved. Yours faithfully, your brother in Christ, Evans, from Nairobi, Kenya.
Okay, and where's the next one? Praise the Lord, brother. We're going to be praying for you. Everybody pray for him and all these wonderful people that have just come into the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We need to pray one for another because there's so much persecution against Christianity today coming from the Vatican. That's where it's all coming from. And the government within this government, which is the Vatican government, with its Roman canon law. Okay, go ahead. Where's the next one from?
From Peru.
Peru, okay.
I just found your website and listened to your broadcast over the internet. What a wonderful ministry. Thanks for being obedient to God's calling. I just wanted to say hello from Peru, and I'm looking forward to going back to Ohio. Tony, you are right on point. Walter from Lima, Peru.
Well, I lived in Cleveland, Ohio for quite a while. I had a place there called the Tony Alamo Theatrical School in the WHK building on Euclid Avenue. And let's come up to front and center over here. We've got a lot. So do you have something? Let's do a little Jewish or a little Hitler first. You people, you know, God told me to get on. Let's find out what Hitler was saying in his speeches. And so I always wondered what it was, but I thought, what's the difference? You can look at him and see that he's crazy. And he was crazy because he started killing a lot of people, but he had the right idea about not joining the UN, the United Nations, because this is Satan's government. It's controlled by the Vatican, and it is the media. These are the most wicked people on the face of this earth, and they're leading everybody straight into hell. And so the Lord said, so I see that Hitler really didn't, he pulled out of the UN, and he wanted to have a nation that stood on its own two feet. So most of you that have been listening to me on a consistent basis, you know these things already because the Lord showed these things to me, and I really didn't know what Hitler said, but now I know. And I know that he's crazy, and I studied a little bit more of him, and he had syphilis, and syphilis makes you crazy on top of everything. So he went completely crazy. But we have the information on who it was that the Vatican told him to hate Jews, just as he did the Muslims. He raised the Muslims up to eventually take over Israel for the Vatican so that the Vatican wouldn't get blamed for it. Now, these are savages, the Muslims, and the Catholics are even worse savages. And they're not even sophisticated savages. They're just like animals, wicked animals. Okay, let's read a little bit of what, I mean, but we need to pray and we need to witness to him. I've won a lot of Muslims to the Lord, and they themselves stated that they were, you know, animals before they accepted Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So we're not against you Muslims. We're just against the false doctrine that you're into. We want you to be saved. Mm-hmm. And you're really into the worst doctrine on the face of this earth. And we love all of God's people. And all of the people, you're not really considered God's people until you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. But you were created by him. And so therefore he wants you to be saved. That's why he came and died. God came into the world as a man and died for you. And so we don't hate you. You may hate us, and there's no question about that from the things I read in your doctrine, but we don't hate you. We want you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, because there's no other name given among man whereby you must be saved but the name of Jesus. All right, let's read a little bit of what Hitler's speech. We're going to do a little bit of this for a while now. Okay, go ahead.
We were all convinced that a true community of the people is not produced overnight.
Right. He said, you know, if we're going to stand on our own two feet, if America is going to stand on our own two feet, we have to be productive. I mean, the farmers have to farm. We have to have farmers. We have to have steel mills. We have to have car manufacturing companies. We have to manufacture televisions and radios and whatever. And if we're going to do that, we have to lower the minimum wage scale down, especially in these factories, to where we can compete with other nations that are making the same things. We don't want to have to buy products from other nations because we don't mind buying a few things from them, but to give them our entire industry, and it's all the fault of the Catholic labor unions. We don't mind, you know, sharing our wealth and everything. We've always been the most generous country in the world. But now we're not. We're not at all. And it's for sure Japan and these other countries that we've given our wealth to are not generous at all. They're robbers. But it's the Vatican that did it. So we're not blaming the Japanese people or the Germans. It's the Vatican. Now, that's the root of all evil in the world. The Bible says so. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so don't be angry at Bush because of what he's doing. He's being told exactly what to do, and so are all the people that are in that regime. Now, when I say the FBI, the FBI used to be okay. But there's a force, a Catholic, a bunch of them that have infiltrated into the FBI, the BATF, and all these different government agencies that are as evil as you can get. And we know, we've actually got pictures of them shooting one another and blaming it on David Koresh. But we pray that you people listen to these broadcasts and realize how out of order that you are, how sinful you are, and you need to repent of your sins. If you do, you'll be saved. But if you don't, you don't know if you're going to live another day. You're going to be damned. So Hitler's saying, you know, let's stand on our own two feet, and it's not going to happen overnight because we've been relying on outside forces to give us this, and we'll get our cars from Japan, and we'll get our oil from Iraq, and we'll get this from somebody else, and we'll give them the very thing that they want, our industry here in the United States. Okay, we don't want that. We want to use wisdom and drink water out of our own cistern, because the water out of these other 200 countries, if we let them, if we're stupid enough to give them everything, they'll be smart enough to take it. Amen?
Amen.
So don't give away. Be true to yourself. Amen. First, so that we can help others. But you don't give everything you got away, so our own people are living on the streets. Amen?
Amen.
And that they have to work two or three different jobs. And then the Vatican has got it in there that you can't discipline your children when the Bible says you must discipline them or you don't love them. Amen?
Amen.
And just so many things, everything they're doing, they say is good, and everything that God says to do, they say is evil. You're evil, you bunch of monsters, you. Monsters! Repent! Or you're going to wind up in hell. And I would start reading some more of what Hitler says.
It is not attained through theories or programs, but that through many
decades...
Now,
that's all we have today is theories and programs. It's actually obedience to the Lord. Everything he says is smart. Amen?
Amen.
Genius. Then what?
But through many decades, yes, and perhaps always and for all time, the individual must be trained for this community.
Yeah, we must be trained for America. What are we doing diluting our population by sending them over to be killed? There are many of the Muslims say there's way more American soldiers that are being killed over there than the Bush or the Vatican will allow them to us to know. They're slaughtering our people over there. We don't, our boys are just young and they don't know from anything. And they're over there as gun fodder. They're like walking targets over there. And this is like the most criminal thing in the world is this wicked Vatican. This is Satan. And remember one thing, Satan will not repent. And all those that are sold out to him, you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And there's no salvation for you. If you are going along with this one world government, this one world cult, and its media, there's no salvation for you. You've already blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And there's no forgiveness in this world for it or in the world to come. Okay, and then what else?
This work of education we have carried through ever since the party was founded, and especially since we came into power. But nothing is perfect in this world.
Oh, yes, there is. We Christians that are born-again Christians that stay before the Lord both day and night and are preaching his word and doing his will according to him, we're perfect. Now, of course, Hitler didn't know the Bible as well as I do.
Amen.
But don't listen to him in that regard. Where he's wrong, I'll tell you. He's wrong there. We must be perfect. Be ye perfect.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
It's the commandment. God would never command you to do something that you can't do. He's not a cruel God.
Amen.
God loves us, and he tells us the right thing to do, and he tells us how to be perfect. To lay before the Lord day and night and to keep reading his word and get closer and closer to him and to be filled with his influence by living close to him. When you are close to him, the actual holiness of God will enter you and you will be holy. And if you're holy, you're perfect, okay?
Amen.
Therefore, there's no condemnation to those that live not after the flesh, but those that walk after the Spirit. There's no condemnation. In other words, you'll never be condemned to hell by walking in the Holy Spirit. Okay, that means if you're walking in the Holy Spirit, you're perfect.
Amen.
Why are you perfect? Because you'll be able to go to heaven.
Amen.
Nothing imperfect is going to go there. So don't listen to Hitler or don't listen to any of these other Catholics. Hitler was a Catholic. And he didn't realize that he was being double-crossed by his own religion, a political religion. The Vatican is a political religion. I mean, they have so many different phases of it. The laity, they go to church and they carry their Bibles and they have little bazaars and a little tiny gambling casinos. I remember in Lewistown, Montana, around the corner from my dad's business. they had roulette wheels in there, and I just used to love to get some money from my dad and run inside there and play the roulette wheel. I was just a kid, and the Catholics would do it, and I won a blanket and also a big ham. And back then, I didn't know, you know, the rules about, not eating pork because it's an abomination. But I won them, and I took them home, and my dad, being Jewish and everything, he ate ham, you know. He didn't care. He ate ham hocks and cabbage and all that kind of stuff. I'd eat anything that didn't eat me first, okay? Praise the Lord. So what else?
No success can be felt to be finally satisfying. And so even today we have no wish to maintain that our achievement is already the realization of our ideal.
No, he's saying that, you know, it's going to say we all have to pull together for this. All the whole Germany and all the whole United States has to. You can't be divided in your thinking. Half of you can't believe in Satan's church, government, and the media, and the other half believe in God. You have to, all if you want America, the United States of America, to flourish. We have to put a fence around us and just be one nation, indivisible, undividable, can't divide us up. One republic, under God. Amen?
Amen.
One republic under God, indivisible, with liberty to do our own work, not to be under the bondage of Rome. That's what the people fled Europe for, to make the United States, was to get rid of that bunch of devils over there. With liberty to worship the Lord. Now, the only ones that they're after today are those of us, because we expose them. They want to kill us, but, you know, the homosexuals, they're all right, they say. But the Lord says they're worthy of death, and the Lord's going to kill them unless they repent. So we pray that they'll be saved. Amen?
Amen.
We preach to them with liberty and justice. Very rarely do you see justice these days, amen?
Amen?
You'll not see any justice in Rome or in the Roman government. It's so slanted, it's different. The Apostle Paul stated, dare any of you go to court with the unjust? It's like, you'd have to be a daredevil, a thrill seeker to go to court with this bunch of devils. Man, they stacked the deck on me. They railroaded me right into prison. They do the same thing with anybody that's good. Okay, keep going.
We have an ideal which floats before our minds.
Yeah, well, because, you know, he was a little bit crazy from that, what was it?
Syphilis.
Same thing with that gangster from Chicago. He had syphilis. He died a madman, him and Hitler. Then what?
And in accordance with that ideal, we educate Germans generation after generation.
Yes, and we need to educate Americans. And not only Americans, but the world. Hey, all you different nations, stand on your two feet. If you want something, ask us. Don't start creating war with us. We have plenty, and they should have a government here that will not pay farmers not to grow food. We should send that food overseas if there's a surplus of it, and let the poor and hungry have it. Amen?
Amen.
Then we'd be a godly nation, but not until. But the Rome wants us to destroy the food, the prisons, the reform schools, the armed forces. They waste more food. You could feed all the nations of the world with what they waste. Then what?
So National Socialism will continually be transformed from a profession of political faith to a real education of the people. The umbrella-carrying types of our former bourgeois world of parties are extinguished, and they will never return.
Yeah, so we don't want all these bourgeois countries, these ones that they want to just, they say help us, but to drag on us and keep us. We don't want a united government that's going to give all of our stuff away. All right? Okay, now, let's transfer over to Mohammed. How many of you would like to hear how the Catholic cult, Satan's Church, chose and developed the Muslim religion? so that they would go and do all the dirty work and invade Israel so that they could slaughter those people and take Israel over. That's the Vatican hates Jews. And they hate people like myself. True Christians. They're not Christians. They call themselves Christians. They're liars. And you folks that are Catholics, you need to be born again, all right? Amen. I would say at least two-thirds or more of our people in our church were former Catholics. And they learned. Okay, now, and they keep learning. And they know more now than they did the day they were saved in this church. They were born again of the Spirit. You must be born again of the Spirit, amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead and read. This is from my buddy Alberto Rivera. I was sad when he died not too long ago. But he was right next to the Pope, and he knows all these things to be truthful. He went to the archives all the time and studied all the things down into the basement of the Vatican. Okay? All the secret places. Go ahead, read.
The Vatican wanted to create a Messiah for the Arabs. Someone they could raise up.
Isn't that something? Instead of leading them to the Messiah, they wanted them to raise up a false Messiah unto the Arabs. Arabs. Okay, then what?
Someone they could raise up as a great leader, a man with charisma, who they could train and eventually unite all the non-Catholic Arabs behind him.
In other words, the Vatican wanted to do that?
Yes.
Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
Y-E-S, folks. Then what?
Creating a mighty army that would ultimately capture Jerusalem for the Pope. In the Vatican.
And now you see their big mosque there.
Amen.
Isn't that? Every time you see a picture of Jerusalem, the old city of Jerusalem, you see that big gold mosque there. That's Muslim. Amen. They should never have been allowed in there. And then everywhere you go in Israel, you see Catholic cult churches or Greek Orthodox churches that are exactly about the same. They even in Bethlehem hold services. I live there. There's a church there that they say that Jesus was born right on that spot, so they built a Catholic church over it. And see, they're so deceptive that the very elect would be deceived in these last days, if possible. It's not possible with me because I know the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You can't deceive a person that knows the Word of God. But if you don't study, if you're just relying on me to bring it to you, if you read the Bible, you'll get things out of there that I haven't seen. Everyone gets something different. I mean, but it's the same thing. And then if you see it and you show it to me and I say, my, that's really, if it's really the Lord, and I know. And so we know that they hold services, the Greeks and on one side of that church and the Catholics on the other side. And well, you go in there, you have to kind of crawl into the place. And here are these people dressed in robes. You know, even Christ is not dressed in such a robe. I saw him with my eyes wide open. I mean, they've got these royal robes with gold and all kinds of these weird hats. The Lord doesn't wear a hat. He wears a crown. Amen? I saw him. Okay, then what?
In the Vatican briefing, Cardinal B. told us this story. A wealthy Arabian lady who was a faithful follower of the Pope played a tremendous part in this drama. She was a widow named Khadijah. She had given her wealth to, quote, Mother Church and retired to a convent.
That's what they call the Catholic, Mother Church. Mother Church. Then what?
While there, she was given a strange assignment and sent back into the world. Her job was to find a brilliant young man who could be used by the Vatican to create a new religion and become the Messiah for the children of Ishmael.
Yeah, what good is it to raise up another cult? Surely vain are all men by nature. Those who are giving, who are ignorant of God and His ways. God is the only one that could raise up a Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Where do these Vaticanites get off as they wanted to arrange things here on earth when God has already arranged them? They're going to arrange. They got, in other words, they got the Catholic Messiah, which they say is the Pope. And he's a devil. And then they're going to raise up this guy. They got him on drugs, and they drugged him up to where he started prophesying, and they started taking down these drugged-up prophecies of his and putting it into their Bible called the Koran. And look at you Muslims out there. I'm not going to apologize for anything I'm saying, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever, I don't care if the media comes down my throat, you're bad, you know, because you're saying something against the devil. For you know better than to ask me to do something like that, because you know I'm steadfast in the Lord. Okay, keep going.
She soon found young Muhammad, and they were married. Khadijah had a cousin named Waraka, who, like herself, was a very faithful Roman Catholic. He had a tremendous influence on Muhammad. The Vatican had him placed in a critical spot as Muhammad's advisor. Rome had found their man, and money was no object. Teachers were sent to young Muhammad, and he underwent intensive training. Muhammad devoured the works of, quote, Saint Augustine under Warwaka's teaching and became a devotee of his works. This was preparing him for his, quote, great calling.
Great, Satan's great calling of him. And look at them today. They're crazy. Insane. We're going to kill Whitey. You know, we're going to kill all these whites. This is what the Quran says, all right? Then what else?
Satan was determined to block the gospel of Jesus Christ from reaching the children of Ishmael.
Yeah, that's why we want to win these Arabs. We want to win the Arabs, but the Catholics wanted to completely obscure Jesus from them, and they did a good job of it. Then what else?
By using the Vatican, Satan closed the door for centuries, depriving the Arabs from hearing about the light of the world. Under orders from the Vatican, Roman Catholic Arabs across North Africa began spreading the story of a great one who was about to rise up among the people and be the chosen one of their God.
And the Bible says that the Arabs are crazy. They God made him a wild man. Amen?
Amen.
They're wild.
Amen.
He just can't even control those people. If I was ever going to open an insane asylum, I'd open one over there. Amen?
Amen?
Man, you'd have all the business. You'd corner the market. Okay, then what else?
While Muhammad was being groomed, he was told that his enemies were the Jews. He was told that the Roman Catholics were the only true Christians, and that the others calling themselves Christians were actually wicked imposters and children of the devil who should be destroyed.
Now, there's no religion in the world. There's no people calling themselves Christians that would ever say, we've got to destroy people, because the Lord called us to witness to people and to save them. But any religion is that would do something like they're gangsters. It's the Vatican is a political group, and they're the gangsters of the world. And they raise up this bunch of gangsters. They're gangsters. They're the mafia, the real mafia. Okay, then what?
This satanic teaching is believed today in the minds of Muslims worldwide.
So have we ever won? I've won people from the mafia to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I've done it. And so, you know, that doesn't mean that they can't be saved. Everyone can be saved. God, the Lord died for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
But you have to repent. Then what?
And it destroys the efforts of reaching them for Christ in every Muslim nation.
So you have to realize that the Muslims are nothing more than Catholics. They were trained by the Catholics. They were called by the Catholics. They're Catholics. But to take the blame of the miserable things that they're doing. But you want to know something? The Muslims, Bin Laden said he didn't know any, he had no knowledge of what happened in New York or the Pentagon. Or that plane that crashed near Ohio. It's not in Ohio, but it was in Pennsylvania. Had no knowledge of it whatsoever. He said, we didn't do it. He said it was an inside job, that if there's a government within, in the United States, of the that is not the American government anymore. So they're hip to it. They're wise to that the government in here is not the United States government. Now, I'm a patriotic person, but I tell you, I believe in the red, white, and blue the way it was. And, you know, if we can get these Vaticanites out of here and these other ones, Muslims that are actually Vaticanites, then we're going to have a peaceful country. But the Bible says that God's going to start pouring out his wrath on the earth, and he's going to get them, okay, if they don't repent. So you Muslims and you Catholics out there, repent before God destroys you, and it's going to be worse than what happened in New Orleans, way worse. That's just the beginning of sorrows, is these tsunamis and everything. And it's going to happen in such rapid. The Lord warns us. So these Muslims say, well, what kind of a God is it that says he's going to kill 2 billion of the people in the world at one stroke? Well, that's the way he is. And what can we do about it? Well, what are you going to do about it? He said also that there's a one world order in the last days, and that we Jews would be restored to our homeland. I told you that at the beginning of the program, and it's happened. And so many other things, wars, rumors of wars, freeways, horseless carriages with headlights, headlamps on them, and freeways, throughways, he calls it in the Bible. Look at this, hundreds of these different scriptures. Keep going here, we've only got a minute or two.
When Muhammad began receiving his, quote, divine, unquote, revelations in a cave at Mount Hira, not far from the outskirts of Mecca, Waraka, the Roman Catholic cousin of Muhammad's wife, became deeply involved interpreting the visions given to Muhammad. And eventually,
Drugged up visions. Then what else?
And eventually, out of this came forth the, quote, holy book of Islam called the Quran, which contains much of Muhammad's writings. Interestingly, from an early stage, Muslims received protection from Catholic kings. It was also agreed that the Muslims could build mosques in Catholic countries without interference, as long as the Roman Catholicism could flourish in Arab countries.
And they flourish in countries, and also with Hitler. When they come in to when the Vatican comes into all these different countries, what they do is they will allow you to join the UN if you'll make them immune from taxes and everything else. Do you know that they don't pay taxes in this country? Mm-hmm. Rome does not pay taxes. But you want to know something? Neither does the... but we, those of us that are exposing Rome, we're the ones that have to pay taxes. And we do because the Lord says so. I see my time is up. And so we'll end on that note. And so right now, if you'd like to receive the Lord, it's so simple. The simplicity of the gospel has always stumbled people. It's so simple to become a Christian. But then you have to start walking that walk, not just talking that talk. So what you do now is just call out on the Lord. Repeat this prayer to the Lord after me. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, Lord Jesus, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. It's in your word. You said that all that call upon you shall be saved. Therefore, I'm calling on you, and therefore I know that you're hearing me, and I know I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and keep doing it and read the word, the King James Version, and share and tell them four different ways that they can receive a copy of tonight's program, which is 304.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is the World Pastor Tony Alamo, and so make sure you tune in tomorrow for another enlightening and powerful message. Right now, God bless you and praise the Lord. And here I am again singing, His Name is Wonderful.
His name is wonderful. His name is Wonderful. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages, Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is Wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, a rock of all. Jesus, my Lord. His name is Wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.